Oh, and the Lord does that very thing when we're feeling like we're just not quite filled up. Oh, he fills us up with his presence. Andrew Rip on Kinship Radio on Mornings with Ryan and Beth. And I hope you're having a good day today. I hope you're having a good start to it. I'm really praying for a good start to this one. Ryan, you're the only one that can help me out here.
Well, you know, whether you get it or you don't, I think it's a good start.
Well, you're going to have a good day one way or the other here.
Right, yeah. So there are holidays today to celebrate, some good ones. So every day I pick two real holidays off the many lists that are online of actual holidays that are every day of the year.
Yes.
And two of them are real here, and then I make a third one up, and you and Beth are going to make our guess which day is the one that I made up.
Okay.
And it's just weird how it is sometimes. Like a lot of the days that I make up, I will then Google them and find that they're real. There are so many holidays out there.
Always a reason to celebrate.
So, yeah. So today we've got National Pralines Day.
I've always been kind of confused
as to what a praline actually is. It says here it's a form of confection that contains nuts and sugars. It's like toffee, but crunchy. Or anyway.
Well, it's kind of all you need, isn't
it? Yeah, it's kind of like caramel, but it's crunchy. It's good. I'd eat it.
Delicious.
So, yeah. Okay. National Pralines Day. Fix Your Windows and Door Day. A day dedicated to doing a home maintenance task that might otherwise go neglected. Yeah, you do want to fix your windows and doors when it's not raining or snowing.
True.
Or freezing. Yes. So, I can see why that'd be on the 24th, maybe.
Yes.
And then National Kiss a Frog Day. You know, if you're just dreaming of that prince and, you know, you've heard a story or two, you find a little buggery, just give him a kiss, see what happens.
Right.
National Kiss Frog Day.
Okay.
One of these is fake.
Sure.
Yeah.
Great. All right, let's start at the top.
Okay.
Okay. National Pralines Day. Like, you know, like I said, you know, sugar, nuts. You know, it's like a chocolate confectionery treat.
It often comes good with chocolate. It doesn't always. Like, when I think of pralines and cream ice cream, that's good.
Well, that's good.
That's good stuff.
Good. Yummy. I approve. Fix Your Windows and Doors Day.
I might have a broken door right now.
Oh, no. Okay. That's a lot of home maintenance there. I'm trying to think of, I'm praying right now that something in my house that my puppy hasn't destroyed yet. Abby. No.
Come on, Abby.
She's listening right now. So, Abby.
She's perking up because we're talking to her.
Leave the door alone.
Leave the door alone. Stop trying to go through the window. It's too high.
No.
Scratching the wall.
She can reach the bottom of my living room window to look outside. So,
and you can tell because of the claw marks.
Exactly. No. Don't do it, Abby. Interesting. National Kiss a Frog. Okay. First of all, ew.
They're fairly clean.
The fact that you have to put the word fairly in front of that.
I will say, I don't feel like I've seen many frogs in Minnesota. I know they're here. I don't think there's as many as there were in Ohio. It's probably because it's just plain old too cold in the winter for them to do well.
All right.
Like, I walk around the lake every night.
I'm not good at
lots of turtles, lots of rabbits.
Well, okay. I used to live by a lake.
Uh-huh.
I've seen a lot of, I guess I don't know the difference between a frog and a toad.
I mean,
but
to me,
there's always been something like that.
Kiss whichever one you find.
But yeah, I'm not, whatever I find like that, I am not going to pick it up and go, oh, you're so cute. I'm not going to do it.
You got to make sure no one else is looking.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to pick up some little wild, reptilian creature.
Amphibian, as my son would say.
Excuse me. Pardon me for using the wrong word.
Correcting you the way I want my sons would.
Fine. Fine, freed child. The problem is, why do I believe that's a day? And it's today. Why do I believe it? I don't.
Because these are all ridiculous.
They're all
ridiculous.
They're
all possible.
They're all ridiculous and they're all possible. Okay. Okay, I got to pick one.
Yep.
I got to pick one. One. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say you made up Fix Your Windows and Doors Day.
No,
really?
Fix your windows and doors today, folks. It's
okay.
A good day to take a check of that.
Great.
Zebedee went through our back door a little too fast, and it's hanging on a hinge.
Recently?
Yeah, he did it before, and I fixed it then, and now I think I just need a new door.
Oh, dear. Okay,
The screw holes are stripped, so I got to do something else.
Okay.
But it is
so
that is.
So it's pralines or kiss a frog?
Pralines or kiss a frog.
Okay.
They're both sweet in their own way.
All right. Great. All right. Please, please say you made up National Kiss a Frog Day. Oh, I should have put with that one first.
Should have put that one first.
Yes.
We missed it. It was in May.
There is a day.
There is a day. I told you. I think them up. I look them up and they exist every single time.
Okay. So what made you even think of kissing a frog day?
I don't. Remember
what goes through your brain here during the
it popped up in my
office.
Head and I was like, well, let's check if that one works.
You're sitting at your computer at your desk thinking about work and I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna throw Beth off by talking about kissing frogs.
Well, I looked at Fix Your Windows and Doors Day and says that one sounds fake, so that's a good one for her, so I need another crazy one to go with it.
And you went right to kissing frogs.
I guess so. I don't remember what I was thinking, but hey, it'll work.
Wow.
Well, we'll see what I'm thinking tomorrow. Here's Bless the Lord for more story. Kinship Radio, mornings with Ryan and Beth.